I believe in the power of love.
I believe that a generation of young people...
I believe it deeply and sincerely.
I believe in the importance of passing this knowledge
I along. Believe that everyone wants to love
All
and
of these
be
add
loved.
Up to my belief in the dignity of the individual.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
This I believe is the name of a regular series here on NPR. Just as a radio program once did during the Cold War, we are listening to the views of Americans from all walks of life. And today we'll hear an essay by Colin Powell. As Secretary of State, Powell served as America's face to the rest of the world. Today he's urging Americans not to close their doors to the rest of the world. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
General Colin Powell served as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and later Secretary of State, and was the first African American to serve in either position. Powell's greatest influences are the military and his family. He has often noted similarity between soldiers' bonds and family bonds, saying that both are marked by interdependence, sacrifice, and love, even more than discipline. And these institutions, the military and his family, shaped his essay, For This I Believe.
I believe in America, and I believe in our people. Later this month, I'll be participating in a ceremony at Ellis Island where I'll receive copies of the ship manifest and the immigration documents that record the arrival in America of my mother, Maud Ariel McCoy, from Jamaica, aboard the motor ship Turrialba in 1923. My father, Luther Powell, had arrived 3 years earlier at the port of Philadelphia. They met in New York City, married, became Americans, and raised a family. By their hard work and love for this country, they enriched this nation and helped it grow and thrive. They instilled in their children and grandchildren that same love of country and a spirit of optimism. My family's story is a common one that has been told by millions of Americans. We are a land of immigrants, a nation that has been touched by every nation, and we, in turn, touch every nation. And we are touched not just by immigrants, but by the visitors who come to America and return home to tell of their experiences. I believe that our greatest strength in dealing with the world is the openness of our society and the welcoming nature of our people. A good stay in our country is the best public diplomacy tool that we have. After 9/11, we realized that our country's openness was also its vulnerability. We needed to protect ourselves by knowing who was coming into the country, for what purpose, and to know when they left. This was entirely appropriate and reasonable. Unfortunately, to many foreigners, we gave the impression that we were no longer a welcoming nation. They started to go to schools and hospitals in other countries, and frankly, they started to take their business elsewhere. We can't allow that to happen. Our attitude has to be, we are glad you are here. We must be careful, but we must not be afraid. As I traveled the world as Secretary of State, I encountered anti-American sentiment, but I also encountered an underlying respect and affection for America. People still want to come here. Refugees who have no home at all know that America is their land of dreams. Even with added scrutiny, people line up at our embassies to apply to come here. You see, I believe that the America of 2005 is the same America that brought Maud Ariel McCoy and Luther Powell to these shores and so many millions of others. An America that each day gives new immigrants the same gift that my parents received. An America that lives by a constitution that inspires freedom and democracy around the world. An America with a big, open, charitable heart that reaches out to people in need around the world. An America that sometimes seems confused and is always noisy. That noise has a name. It's called democracy, and we use it to work through our confusion. An America that is still the beacon of light for the darkest corner of the world. Last year, I met with a group of Brazilian exchange students who had spent a few weeks in America. I asked them to tell me about their experiences here. One young girl told me about the night the 12 students went to a fast food restaurant in Chicago. They ate, and then they realized that they did not have enough money to pay the bill. They were way short. Frightened, they finally told the waitress of their problem. She went away, and she came back in a little while saying, "I talked to the manager, and he said, it's okay." The students were still concerned because they thought the waitress might have to pay for it out of her salary. She smiled and she said, "No. The manager said he is glad you are here in the United States. He hopes you are having a good time. He hopes you're learning all about us. He said that it's on him." It's a story that those young Brazilian kids have told over and over about America. That's the America I believe in. That's the America the world wants to believe in.
General Colin Powell, reading his essay, For This I Believe. We invite you to write your own essay. If you'd like to try, and we hope you will, visit our website at npr.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Support for This I Believe comes from Farmers Insurance.